Radio.
WMTS 92.7 FM 1580 AM.
Good morning.
We're broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. State Street is hustling and bustling. The garbage guy is out there right now.
Yeah, he is. He's busy.
It's raining.
Got some showers moving through. It is raining.
Came out and was sprinkling a little bit.
The radar looks like the storm is just getting to the area.
So it might be lingering around here.
Could have some heavy downpours, maybe some thunder and lightning.
It might be a follow-up storm, but I'm going to have to keep checking the radar. I'll stop in at noon and give you an update.
Will you?
Oh, sure.
What, over at my house?
Yeah, I got a lot of time.
Over my house, because you're the weatherman, you can broadcast it to everybody else. That sounds like a good deal. Yeah, it's nice. You got a brand new phone, huh? I do. A new Fold 6.
It's called a Fold, not a flip. Okay. A Fold.
You like this better than the old Fold?
Fade us back in up there.
The old Fold was
a little bigger, a little shorter.
Well, it started
cracking a little bit in the center, you know.
The old one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that was going to happen.
Well, it's something that could happen to it, you know.
How could it not happen? It's going to happen to that one, too.
I decided to just reckless abandon with my Fold phone. I took the screensaver off.
I thought it was cracking and it was coming off by itself anyway.
So I thought I'm going to open it all the time and use it as a tablet because that's what it's for.
And if it starts cracking down the center of the actual screen that came with the phone, that's their fault.
John, why did you have a screen protector on a folding phone in the first place? It's like putting a screen protector on a laptop.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Samsung about that. I didn't do it. They did. They put screen protectors on everything. But, again, it doesn't make sense because you have this high technology as the foldable screen, and then you put a cheap piece of plastic over it not going to last and it's not going to stay on for a long time. And then you have to peel it off anyway. And by the way, you can just courageously peel it off. It's not going to hurt it. But, so I unfold it all the time just to see, you know, if it'll start cracking. And it did just a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. And I thought it's gonna be bad
in about a year. So I thought, well, I'm gonna get it now. And there's a great trade in on it. I got $1,000 credit.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a $2,000 phone or something. Like
that's
that.
It?
So then it give you $1,000 credit if you trade it in. And I traded mine in.
You just gotta have the latest and greatest, don't you, John?
I do. Well, you know, I just keep updating. I don't want to pay $2,000 for another one. Okay.
All right.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
You know, one day I thought, oh, wait a minute, my laptop is like $750. Wow, it's less than my phone.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It looks very slick. It looks very modern.
Yeah, it's got sharp edges now.
Sharp edges.
Yeah, yeah. And corners. The other one had rounded.
Yeah.
So it's, well, it's easier to hold on to when it has the sharper edges. Yeah.
Is it heavy? Yeah, take a lot of
lighter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's lighter. Yeah.
Fits in your pocket okay? It's not going to fall out, is it?
Is it clear? Does it sound okay?
Is it in focus?
Is it in focus? Yes, that's your question.
That's my criteria. Well, we've got showers this morning, John.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, you know, wondering what's the weather going to be like today, right?
Well, they oftentimes do that, yes.
Well, I would grab the umbrella before you walk outside. You know, check your windshield wipers.
You want to make sure that they're not falling apart.
Right now it's 67 degrees. Let's fire up the weather roulette wheel and see where that marble lands this morning. Okay, here we go. And around it goes. And the high temperature today will be...
There it is. We are on now. I think we are.
Yes, you are.
We played a recollection. All right. Well, that's great. Nice to live. morning. A couple of those this morning, just, you know, it's one cable unplugged. What that can do to a radio broadcast.
Yeah. Well, at least my laptop charging. We can look at it from that view.
That's a. It's 11 minutes.
It is?
Yes. It's kind of cloudy out there this morning. 5 degrees. Today, well, let's see. Do the weather is ready to go?
Boy, I hope so.
Maybe not. Or we can just guess what the high temperature will be. I think
more moderate than the rest of them?
Yes, and we're using a little more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's you know, she's a Notre Dame grad, and you know, she might be a little bit more moderate.
Yeah,
you know, in the long run,
Midwest moderate, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, let's check the national day calendar.
All right,
shall
let's
we?
Do that. Sure.
Can't dance, and it's too wet to plow.
Did you prepare this time? You know, we had a complaint yesterday.
Of course, I prepared.
You know, it sounds like we're unprepared, but we're actually very prepared.
We're very, very prepared. Is it National Picnic Day today? Is it National Lemon Day? Mm-hmm. How about Gorgeous Grandma Day? Is that a day today or not? Or Vanilla Ice Cream Day? What day does not belong out of those days?
Gorgeous Grandma. I know you had a lot of issues with grandma, so.
Gorgeous Grandma Day is a day today.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a moment. You are wrong, sir. Sam?
It's not Picnic Day.
You are correct.
All right.
It's not National Picnic Day. Why would that be?
One, two. All right. Are we going to try to? All right. We're on.
We're good to go? We're good to go. 13 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. We've got cloudy skies. John and Gordy live now from Short Stack Eatery. Had a couple of technical glitches here. I think we're going good now.
Yes. We're at the restaurant. We're happy, except we didn't have a connection. So.
Yeah. But now we're
everything is good.
All connected.
Everything is good.
So weather today, I was talking about it, 65 degrees currently, and highs today will be in the mid-70s, 76 degrees with partly sunny skies today.
Should I get the weather from my watch, or do you want to just use the weather wheel or something?
I just mentioned the weather, but if you think we should use the weather balls, the weather lottery balls, we could see what that temperature might be. If we are tiled up with Sam.
I think we can do that.
There we go. All right. Let's go to that and see. I had said it was going to be mid-70s. First ball says 7. Second ball. Well, the high temperature, 76, is the prediction. Right now it's 65 degrees here.
My watch is 77, but, you know.
Really?
We can have an arm wrestle over it.
Okay. I don't think it's, I mean, you know, what's 1 degree between friends, you know? I think mid-70s will do. And we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while. Again, we're just straightening things out here and getting back to the National Day calendar for today. Okay? Let's start there. Today would be, what is it, the 24th of July. This month has just gone really way too fast. Is it or is it not? What is it today? On the National Day
what
calendar.
What is it? What is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Is it National Thermal Engineer Day? Is it National Drive-Thru Day? Is it National Technical Glitches Day? Is it National Cousins Day? Is it, or is it not, National Amelia Earhart Day? Or National Tequila Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John?
Well, I would say Technical Glitches Day, but it is that day today.
For us, so far, that's what it's been today. So I guess you're right, but you're wrong. So let's go to National Thermal Engineer Day, because that seems very interesting to me.
It does.
not really.
All right.
Let's see what we got with National Thermal Engineers Day. If I get my computer to activate correctly, we'll find out. Well, National Thermal Engineering Day.
Yeah.
It's an excellent day to acknowledge that day, since it's one of the hottest days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate the contributions of thermal engineers. I actually have a story about how hot it got earlier this week. Thermal Engineer Day,
Electronics thermal management is pivotal for its longevity and reliable operations. Yet, thermal engineers who make it possible receive little or no recognition except on days like
today.
They
should get more recognition.
That's
why I've always said that. You know, I've been telling you that for years,
I
right?
Know. You have. You keep
thermal
saying.
Thermal engineers are just not.
Over the years, you must have told me hundreds of times, you know, we need a National Thermal Engineer Day. And here it shows up in the National Day calendar. So you can rest easy every
finally.
July 24th. You can just take the day off.
Looks like our petition, they listened to us and they...
they finally put it on the National
Day.
We had
a little festival of thermal engineers.
Yes. Thermal engineers who make it possible receive little or no recognition. They may work in consumer electronics, large data centers, or cutting edge biomedical or aerospace electronics. Never mind.
Boy, they're real partiers, though. That's the one thing we found out when... festival took place.
Yes, the National Thermal Engineer Festival takes place somewhere later on today.
Great.
You know, my computer seems to have frozen up here.
Really?
It seems like it's a problem here today with our connections, perhaps. But, yeah, I got nothing else here. Let's see. It's just not loading up. So, let me find the little rundown here that we had. What else did I mention that was going to be?
Well, you mentioned thermal engineers. The National Drive-Through Day.
Drive-In? Yeah.
No, drive-through.
Drive-through?
Drive-through day. National Cousins Day.
Yes.
And National Amelia Earhart Day. National Tequila Day.
Okay.
So we're going to go with National Drive-Through Day, right?
I've got my computer back now.
All right, great.
Just in time for us to... find out about National Drive-Thru Day, and then we'll probably come back with the rest of these days in just a moment. Ay, ay, ay. When it rains, it pours. You know, one domino falls, and then they all fall.
I think we've run out of time.
Almost. National Drive-Thru Day recognizes innovative convenience going strong today. People going back to drive-thrus. Okay. We'll get to all the National Day calendar stuff and also look at the history books when we continue with more of the John and Gordy Show live from Short Stack Eatery, the corner of Johnson and State. We're coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. We're broadcasting from Short Stack Eatery on State Street. Stop by. You must stop by.
Mm-hmm.
And have a breakfast on Gordy. He's behind today.
Breakfast for everybody that walks in the next 30 seconds. It's cloudy this morning.
There are three people.
They didn't hear me. No. 65 degrees, highs in the mid-70s today. Okay, let's get back on track.
All right,
here.
Let's do it.
We're back to the National Day calendar. It's National Cousins Day. Yes. Do you have a lot of cousins?
I think I do.
We're
not a close family.
No, you're not. You have one cousin who's a stand-up comedian.
That's
that
right.
You haven't talked to in years.
We haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah.
You and I talked to him for the last time I ever talked to him was our interview with him.
So that would be 30 years ago.
It has to be.
Yeah. Jeff Cesario. That's John's cousin. Okay. National Cousins Day recognizes the lifelong relationships that grow among cousins. Our first friendships often form with cousins as young as infants and endure a lifetime. I don't think that's really true anymore. Do you?
I don't think so either.
Just, you know, grow and move. And, you know, the day celebrates every age of cousins. Whether cousins grow up together in close-knit families or only see each other occasionally, they often share memories through grandparents and aunts and uncles. And at family gatherings, they celebrate birthdays. And, everybody knows. So call your cousin today. And reconnect with them, okay?
You'll feel
better, and they'll feel better, too.
That's an important point to bring up.
Well, here's a day I almost lost. National Amelia Earhart Day.
Oh,
that's today.
Yeah.
You ever drive out by the airport here in Madison and you see that Amelia Earhart
yeah,
Drive?
Right.
I always wonder if people get lost if they go down there and they've never seen
found
it
again.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. Author and American aviation pioneer Amelia Mary Earhart was born on July 24th, 1897. Her most impressive achievements took place on May 20th, 1932. That's when Earhart took off from Grace Harbor, Newfoundland, and flew solo across the Atlantic on that day. And throughout the flight, she faced many technical difficulties. Boy, do we feel that this morning. Her goal was to land in Paris, but due to some challenges in the flight, she actually landed the Lockheed Vega 14 hours and 16 minutes later in Ireland. So she got a little off course. She was going for Paris. She landed in Ireland. All in all, the flight was a success. Mm-hmm. She was the first woman pilot to complete that journey. And then, of course, she had many other accomplishments. Before she was lost, she broke a lot of records, but she ended up... Well, they don't really know where she ended up. They really haven't determined that exactly, although they keep telling us they have. I don't know if that's ever really been proved.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really say here on the National Day calendar, so we'll just move
all
on.
Right, just move on to Tequila Day.
Is that one of those days?
Yeah,
because, again,
it is.
My computer has once again frozen up, so I'm not sure what the connection is.
Well, I'm glad I have it up on my
computer. Do you have
it? Here? Yes. National Tequila Day.
Yeah.
A little lime and a little salt. Mix up a margarita, paloma, or whatever to celebrate the day. People have been making tequila for centuries, and it was once known as mezcal wine.
Okay.
It's not a wine, though, is it?
It's not a good wine. Or is it?
It's a horrible wine. That's because tequila is distilled from a specific type of agave plant.
Okay. Agave. Okay. Good. Hey, how about we check the history books? Or unless you want to go on and on about tequila.
No, I'm not
tequila.
A big fan of tequila.
Is Sam, do you have a history book mention or two you'd like to go with now?
Oh, do I? Let's take a look. Let's
can't
open,
wait
because open the books
he wants
here.
To jump in. This has not been working well here. So. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, at least we've got a
we're
book.
Right into history.
Good.
Let's see. Today,
the book works.
Today in 1847, Salt Lake City is founded by Brigham Young and the rest of his Mormon pilgrims, if you will, heading out west. Today in 1966, Tennessee becomes the first state readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. Gordy, you're from Tennessee, or you're from Chicago, but you had family from Tennessee, right?
My dad was in Tennessee.
That's right.
Yes, he grew up in Tennessee.
Let's see
what one of the problems is here with my computer. It's not plugged in. Okay, keep going, Sam.
This is all of our problems. We just don't plug the cables in well enough, I guess.
We're not plugging anything in this morning.
Yeah, John, this might be your fault because you just love wireless things so much.
I do. I think that's the way to go.
Not everything can work wirelessly, John.
No. No, we needed that one plug-in to make this whole thing work this morning. Yeah.
Today,
in the history books?
We do have a couple things. Today in 1915 is the anniversary of the Eastland disaster. It was it's hard to say it's a shipwreck, more like a capsize of a boat in the Chicago River that killed over 840 people. It was only in 20 feet of water, and it was like yards away from the dock. It was loaded up with so many people that it just tipped over.
It
very
capsized.
Unfortunate event. Yes.
It was very top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right downtown Chicago.
Yeah. 840 people died.
Yes.
Crazy stuff.
They couldn't get off the boat.
Yeah.
Jeez.
On some
all
lighter
right.
news, though.
A little heavy
today
topic
19,
there.
Yeah. On some lighter news. Today in 1969, a week or two ago, we mentioned it was the anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11. Well, today in 1969, Apollo 11 returns to Earth.
All right.
Okay.
And that's what
that's
you need
it.
To know.
All right. That's what you need to know. What about birthdays?
I had one birthday. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, was born today in 1969 also.
You're a big fan of J-Lo's, aren't you?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, I've got all her CDs. Yeah.
Yep.
I've
And what about you? What about you, Sam? You like J-Lo a lot,
right? I can't say that I've really listened to her much other than when she played the Super Bowl.
Ah. And she had that. Is she the one with the big comeback movie, fantasy movie that she put out? Was it J-Lo that did that?
I don't know, but I think she's with Ben Affleck. Or
yes. Or they're trying to work,
get back together again.
Work their way through it.
I think they tried for a while, and then they broke it off, and then they tried it for a while, and now again broke it off. You know, it's so sad, these celebrities' lives that they lead.
Is.
It's just, you know, shallow, and they don't have much to offer each other once they get together, and you know, they just move on.
Well, they have kids, and they share them, and they're trying to get along.
And they shuffle
and work
around.
Everything out.
Yeah. It's so sad. It really is. Hey, Atwood Fest is back this weekend, by the way.
It is.
30 great bands will perform on three big music stages on Madison's east side. Join John and Gordy. Hey, that's us from the WMDX Morning Show. We're going to be at the Sugar Maple stage. And be sure to check out Civic Media's Truth Booth. Okay? All right. And it's all happening at Atwood Fest this weekend.
All right.
Very good. You can go to atwoodfest.com/#music. Yeah. And it's this Saturday and Sunday, 2000 block of Atwood Avenue in Madison.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and on your Civic Media app. Check us out. Give us a text or give us a call, and we'd like to hear from you when we do broach a topic that is of interest to you.
Call us anytime, 608-879-8255. Call us or text us. We'd love to hear what you're up to this morning. It's cloudy this morning. We're at 67 degrees, highs in the mid-70s. No more rain today, just clouds and sun.
Yeah, it looks like it could rain at any moment. But
it
no
does.
Rain today.
That's what we're saying.
All
That's
right.
our story. We're sticking to it.
We are going to stick to it. I am wondering if Sam has that old medical science intro that we used to use many, many years ago, you know?
Because we've been
Maybe
doing
a couple
this for
of decades.
Years, right?
I know. It's, you know, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Do we have that?
Oh, all right.
Me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
Science.
I love that. The science thing.
Who doesn't love science?
Why, no. Well, we know the Megas don't.
Yeah, we know that. We know that. So what do you got for
this
us,
is a,
sir?
Well, this is a big report.
Is it?
Yeah, Reuters had this story. Free contraception helps Finland reduce teenage abortions by 66%. My gosh, no ban, but you know what? Who knew that free contraception would do such a thing? The number of teenage abortions in Finland fell 66% between 2002 and 2023, its Public Health Institute had said, attributing the reduction to the offer of free contraception to adolescents and compulsory sex education in school.
This is in Finland?
In Finland.
So that works.
It does.
That's a good program.
Learning in school and free contraception seems to be the solution to a lot of teenage pregnancies or the yeah. lack of it.
Well, why don't we do that here in the U.S.? Why don't we have a thing like that?
Why don't we just ban all sex education in schools and make contraception illegal? Why don't we do that instead?
That seems to be what the program's been for a couple of decades.
Yeah.
When we were younger, though, they had sex education way back in the, you know.
They did, the early years.
Yes.
Well, they didn't call it that. Right?
No, they didn't. No, they called
it. They slipped it into biology.
Hygiene class
or
something.
Oh, yes, hygiene, yes. hygiene section.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, those were the days.
It wasn't good.
No.
I know I found out a lot about sex from just the magazines that I randomly found in some field someplace.
Right.
And I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know.
Finland also passed a law in 2022 liberalizing abortion at a time of deep divisions over abortion rights in Europe and court rulings in the U.S. That restricted the access to terminations of unwanted pregnancies for millions of people there. So it's a big story in Finland, and I just thought I'd pass it along to you here in our medical report this morning.
So now let me get this straight. Do schools today have any sex education
That's a really good question. I don't know. I think in Wisconsin we might be shielded from that.
Yeah.
I think there are schools that can pick sex education or the kind of sex education they want. I just don't know. I don't know what it's like now.
At least as of like 10-ish years ago, 8-10 years ago, yes. But I believe there was a Wisconsin law passed in 2011 or so, making it abstinence only education. So they can't teach you, I don't know, a lot of things.
But see, I don't.
I'm not sure
if that's changed.
Yeah.
So that it goes back and forth. It depends on who's in charge and what laws get passed and which ones are revised.
And who's in charge of the curriculum at any given school district?
Yeah.
You know, how they decide that? Yeah. It all depends.
All right. I've got another story here.
Oh.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri blocked a bill to widen access to birth control by falsely claiming they induce abortions.
What? Wait.
Yeah. They're doing this. They're basing a law on some kind of myth. An anti-abortion group in Louisiana killed legislation to enshrine a right to birth control, just the right, not free birth control, by inaccurately equating emergency contraception with abortion drugs. An Idaho think tank focused on biblical activism, and it's pushing the state legislators to ban access to emergency contraception, birth control, and IUDs. And now since the Supreme Court overturned the right of abortion 2 years ago, far-right conservatives have been trying to curtail birth control access by sowing misinformation about how various methods work to prevent pregnancy, even as Republican leaders scramble to reassure voters they have no intention at all of restricting the right to contraception, even though they're working on that.
They're working on
it. All these stories are, we're working on that. We're going to ban it somehow. We're going to make restrictions very, very strict. But, you know, here it is. Here it is.
Yeah, that's it.
They know nothing.
Nope.
You know, maybe we should get that comment from Hogan's Heroes, right?
Oh, I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Yeah, Schultz.
We should probably get Schultz's comment in here. All right, one more story.
Okay.
North Carolina.
More medical news.
Yeah, North Carolina Health News Q&A. How U.S. compares to global abortion landscape. Since the Dobbs decision in June 2022, nearly half of states in the United States, including North Carolina, have curtailed access to abortion by implementing increased restrictions. The significant rollback of abortion legality throughout much of the country puts the U.S. in sharp contrast to the global trend of loosening abortion laws and increasing protections for abortion rights.
Isn't that something?
We're going backwards.
We're going back in time.
Yeah.
Back into the 1850s or wherever. Yeah, that's been the trend.
That is the trend.
Since Roe v. Wade got overturned. Yeah, there's more?
Well, no, I just want to mention that Kamala was in the state yesterday.
Yes, she was in Milwaukee, West Dallas.
One of the statements she made, the crowd cheered and cheered, and they repeated the phrase as well. And she said, "We are not going back."
Good.
And it was a big statement. I almost think that should be the
The slogan?
The slogan that she's going to pick up for this campaign.
Yeah.
We are not going back. Although in health news, it looks like we're headed that way. We'll see. It depends on the election this time around.
You know, I was watching some of the news last night, and they say her crowds, you know, so far, I mean, it's very early, last few days, but her crowds are, they had to move it to a larger auditorium yesterday because so many people wanted to get in to see her.
Yeah, I was accidentally up later last night. You can tell just by the fact that I can't talk this morning. But I watched a little of Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And he had...
Who?
Well, he was talking about the speech that we had here, that Kamala had here. But he was talking about Ben Wickler?
Who? Who? Oh, God. Oh, it'll come to you. Just let the Rolodex roll around in your head.
Yeah, it's rolling around in my head.
He was talking with...
Never mind. Never mind. Let's move on to something else. Hey, you know what?
What?
Do we have any of that radar? Do we have the radar up at all?
We want to go under the radar. I think we can do that. Yes, yeah, Sam says we can.
Let's turn the radar machine on.
All right, let's go. Yes.
There it is. Uh-oh. Oh, just under the radar there, Gordy.
Yeah, I can see a little blip.
Yeah, something's coming in.
Something's coming in. I don't know what it is, but it's under the radar, and you've got it now.
Ah, here it is. Oh, right. Ooh, this is scary.
What is it?
The ultra-conservative Christian activist group, the True Texas Project, TTP they call it, is facing a crisis over its two-day conference after three scheduled speakers backed out of their conference. Wonder why. Seminars entitled Multiculturalism and the War on White America is one of the reasons why.
What?
Well, not a great topic to, you know, have and be associated with, I guess. Or the Great Replacement Theory. Again, three scheduled speakers backed out of their conference because of these topics. And the last one, the case for Christian nationalism, all listed on their webpage. And the guest speakers saw their webpage and said, we're not coming. we're not backing this kind of stuff.
Where was this again?
No, this is the True Texas Project. They were having their conference.
Okay.
And they lost a few speakers just like that. A passage introducing its talk on the war on white America declares, you'd have to be hiding under a rock at this point to not have noticed the blatant anti-white campaign by the left.
Oh, boy.
They don't even hide their intent to rid the earth of the white race.
Wow. Good heavens.
You know, you and
what
I.
What is going on?
Again, I feel like we're just not getting the memos from George Soros.
I know.
I didn't see that. I mean, you know, sometimes with his checks, he gives us a little heads up on what he's up to.
Let us know what's happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad we're getting, at least we're getting paid from George Soros to say whatever it is he wants us to say.
Yeah. Well, maybe you are. I haven't seen any of those.
Uh-oh. Well.
Anyway, I guess I'm not on the list, but.
I don't know.
Okay.
You got to be in it longer, I guess.
I suppose.
In politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still unclear about what this whole thing was about, they want you to know this, and I'm quoting, it's absolutely vital we remember that when they say white supremacy or white nationalism or whatever the most recent scare phrase is, scary. They literally just mean your heritage and historical way of life. It's a culture war. It's simple as that.
It is a culture war. When they go with that kind of stuff, that language.
I don't know. Why do we come up with such things like white supremacy or white nationalism? After all, it's what they say, and we're just repeating it, that's all.
It's just sad, you know? I feel like we're, like you say, we're rolling back in time in some of these things.
Well, yeah, Project 2025 is a roll back in time, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and they keep trying to distance themselves from that.
Trump
keeps trying, but I don't think it's going to be possible.
Well, really. It might be possible. Who knows?
Mm.
You know, we were talking about abortion earlier. I've got this little story here, tidbit anyway. Trump ally Jeff Durbin, leader of a Republican opposition group, to the Arizona abortion measure says women deserve to be executed if they have an abortion.
Good God.
You forfeit your right to live. Yes.
Who?
I don't even know what to say to that. How do you even get away with saying this stuff?
I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
How is that even?
Yeah, that's not possible, right?
I can't. I
know. Speechless. Just, yeah.
It's jaw-dropping.
Now, I want to mention that we've got Mike McCabe coming in.
Yes.
And he's a regular guest on Wednesdays. He'll be down here at Short Stack. And we'll be talking, I hope. You know, he can bring up any topic he wants.
Right.
I mean, he's very interesting. He's got a lot of good ideas, great ideas. But we're going to talk, I believe, about his prediction that millennials will be the answer to all of the problems that we have today. But he's adjusting that, I think, at this point. And he's talking about the Gen Zers, like Sam, and all his Gen Z friends that he knows. They're the hope for America. They're our last hope.
No pressure, Sam. You guys got to pick up the ball and run with it.
That's right. The world is resting on my shoulders now, huh?
It is. It is. And all your friends. So you're going to have to tell them that they're the ones who are going to save us from this morass.
Yeah, pass that word along to your buddies, okay?
All right.
Okay. By the way, have you gotten your VW bug running again?
Funny
you
mentioned
so you can get
that.
Out and spread the word.
I just bought a parts engine yesterday that I'm going to try and use to get it running before this weekend.
Huh? Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope that works.
Yeah.
We miss seeing that out in the parking ramp.
We do. All right. It is 6:48, mid-60s this morning. We're at 65 degrees, cloudy skies, highs around 76 this afternoon. Coming up a little bit later on, as you mentioned, Mike McCabe will be joining us. Also, Brittany Merlot from the EAA up in Oshkosh will let us know what's happening weather-wise. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, Madison.
Let's hear that guitar again here.
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show at 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Check it out on your radio dial as you're driving into work or driving from work this morning.
And by the way, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Okay. I think it's just about time to find out what happened at the box office over the last weekend. It's
really?
Time for Johnny.
I'll bet that Twisters movie did good.
Johnny at the Movies.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
That's what I hear.
And now, here's that master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair. Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
Oh, just let everybody in free.
Yeah, come on. What do you care?
Well, at number five, it was A Quiet Place Day One, bringing in $6.1 million. At number four, it was Long Legs, the hit from Neon Pictures starring Nicolas Cage as the serial killer. It brought in $11.7 million. At number three was what has been the biggest movie of the summer so far. Inside Out 2 took in another $12.8 million and is nearing the $600 million mark at the domestic box office. It should only be a week or two before it surpasses the $608 million made by The Incredibles 2 to become the number one animated release of all time. At number two, it was another animated movie that is doing phenomenally well at the box office. Despicable Me 4 took in $23.8 million in its third week. It's made over $260 million so far. And at number one, surpassing its initial forecast, was Twisters. Audiences and critics love this movie starring Daisy Edgar Jones and Glenn Powell.
Really?
This upcoming weekend at the box office, we have another force, and that's Deadpool and Wolverine as it arrives at theaters for premiere showings on Thursday. For months, many have predicted that Deadpool and Wolverine will be the number one movie at the box office this summer. The question is, can it surpass the $600 million plus that Inside Out 2 has amassed so far? We'll see how it all plays out in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, get your advance tickets to see this movie event on the biggest screen possible.
You know, I've got my tickets for that already.
Do you? Deadpool, Wolverine?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, $6 night.
That's going to be big.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. I know it is. I know it is.
Yes.
This is going to be the blockbuster of the summer. So why don't we check out what's coming up this coming weekend besides Deadpool?
Okay.
All right.
We've got one new movie release this weekend, and it is a big one. Deadpool and Wolverine arrives on the big screen. This R-rated Marvel movie stars Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Wolverine is recovering from his injuries and he crosses paths with Deadpool and they team up to defeat a common enemy. Everyone should be prepared to see this spectacular action movie on the big screen. For months, many have predicted that Deadpool and Wolverine will be the number one movie at the box office this summer. The only question is, can it surpass the $600 million plus that's been earned by Inside Out 2? We'll see how that plays out over the next few weeks. Get your advance tickets to see this movie on the biggest screen possible. Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be huge.
It's going to be really, really big.
How can they lose with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, Deadpool and Wolverine?
I think people are just salivating to get back into a superhero movie again.
Yes.
This has been a long, long time waiting.
Now, it's funny how the box office, I saw some early reviews of Twister.
Yeah.
And it was not that... The earlier review was like, okay, it's Twisters.
Yeah.
It was kind of lukewarm, but suddenly it's a box office hit, and now the reviews are getting better. So how does that work?
Well,
I mean, it's just a fun movie.
Maybe the people get caught up in it in a larger theater with a lot of people who are cheering or standing ovations, or you know, maybe something is influencing the decision.
Now I saw also they had a movie theater, you know, with these shaking seats, and they could add effects.
Those?
Yeah, they were showing it. I think maybe it's Disney World or somewhere where the seats are shaking, and they had water and spray coming into people's faces, and people were yelling and screaming, and they really toss them around. I'm wondering if anybody gets injured. Can they sue?
Well, you know, that happened.
Or they have to sign a waiver before they go in.
It happened in the 60s when they released the Tingler into the theaters.
A lot of people got hurt.
Got hurt. Killed,
Tingler.
Actually. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. A lot of different Tinglers were available at that time.
Just sad.
Well, they shouldn't send out an army of Tinglers just to, you know, promote a movie. I think that was just over the top.
Well, yes. You know, I was mentioning a little while ago about Atwood Fest, but I didn't get to all the information
on
this. So, anyway, it's this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. 30 great bands, 3 music stages, and it's on Madison's east side on Atwood Avenue, the 2000 block of Atwood Avenue. We're going to be there at the Sugar Maple stage, and also the Civic Media Truth booth will be there. That's where you can record your stories and do some interviews, and all those conversations get posted on our website, civicmedia.us. And some of them might even make it on the air, too. It's Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, 2000 block of Atwood Avenue, 30 bands on 3 stages. Also, a lot of great food and vendors. Just go to atwoodfest.com/#music. That's atwoodfest.com/#music. Okay.
Well, you know, the Republicans don't know what to do next.
Why do you say that?
Because Kamala's out there. You know, they didn't expect this to happen.
No, they didn't.
And now, of course, some of the Republicans, the MAGAs out there, are saying nasty racial things. And
already?
Yeah.
House
Leader Mike Johnson went out and said, please refrain from saying all this stuff. He actually has to tell them not to be racist in public.
Wow.
Yeah.
In public.
Well,
yeah.
It didn't, you know, I mean, he's reacting to Tim Burchett. He's a representative from Tennessee. He complained Monday that Kamala Harris was a DEI hire. Well, I'll tell you what, just put it in his words here at Cut 110. Let's play that for you.
Okay.
Do we have time for that, John? Right. We've got less than a minute left.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We don't have time for that. A big setup, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, Joe Biden is going to give us a little speech.
Yeah, he's got a national address.
7 o'clock tonight, I believe.
Yep, he'll be in the Oval Office. Also, Netanyahu is
Central Time.
Talking to Congress today. So those are two big news items going on. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Mike McCabe is going to join us here live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison.
It's the John and Gordy Show.